You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Ratnaveer Precision Engineering IPO opened for public subscription on today and will now close on Wednesday, 6 September. The bidding for anchor investors concluded on Friday, wherein the company collected ₹49.5 crores. The price band for its public issue at ₹93 to ₹98 per equity share, with a face value of ₹10 each. At the upper end of the price band, the company's promoters and shareholders seek to raise ₹165.03 crores from the IPO. Ahead of the public issue, the company's shares GMP rose to ₹48 per equity share, 49% over the upper end of the share price on offer. The IPO comprises a fresh issue of equity shares worth ₹135.24 crores. On to industry. Nazara Technologies Limited, a diversified gaming and sports media platform, on Monday announced that its board has approved preferential allotment of equity shares to raise up to ₹100 crores, subject to the approval of the shareholders of the company. The company, in a regulatory filing, said that it is proposing to issue over 14 lakh equity shares of face value of ₹4 each at a price of ₹714 per equity share, aggregating to ₹99,99,840 issue proportionately to Kamath Associates and NK Squared. As per SEBI issue of capital and disclosure requirements, Regulations 2018, these equity shares will be locked in for a period of 6 months from the date of issue. In some more industry news, Ayana Renewable Power, a renewable energy independent power producers in India, backed by National Infrastructure and Investment Fund, British International Investment and Green Growth Equity Fund, announced that it has signed a power purchase agreement with Aditya Birla Group's Hindalco Industries. The agreement is for the supply of 100 megawatts of round-the-clock renewable energy to Hindalco's smelter plants in Odisha, it said. This will develop around 330 megawatts of solar and wind capacity. It said that this captive power project is a significant milestone in Ayana's efforts towards becoming a demand-driven energy solution provider. It aligns with the company's vision to become India's lowest-cost power supplier, leveraging a unique combination of solar, wind and pumped hydro technologies. Meanwhile, e-commerce major Amazon today said that it will make an initial investment of USD 3 million in nature-based projects in India. The allocation is part of the company's USD 15 million fund it has allocated for nature-based projects in Asia-Pacific. The first USD 3 million from the fund's APAC allocation will support nature-based projects in India. The company in a statement said, quote, "For its first project, Amazon will be working with the Center for Wildlife Studies to support communities and conservation efforts in the Western Ghats, which is home to more than 30% of all of India's wildlife species, including the world's largest population of wild Asiatic elephants and tigers," unquote. Moving on, the capital's market regulator SEBI has imposed a penalty of Rs. 7 lakhs on Shapoorji Pallonji & Company for flouting disclosure norms. In its order, SEBI found that Shapoorji Pallonji & Company did not take prior approval from the stock exchange for converting non-convertible debentures into a term loan way back in March 2021. Also, it failed to submit auditor's certificate on utilization of funds, half-yearly certificate on maintenance of asset cover, and annual report to the debenture trustee, the Securities and Exchange Board of India said in its 64-page order passed on Thursday. Additionally, the company has not updated certain information on its website as required under the listing obligations and disclosure requirements regulations. In other news, IBM has announced that it has collaborated with Indian Bank, a public sector bank, to deploy new banking applications while addressing the business growth of core banking solution workloads for the bank. According to an official release, to meet Indian Bank's digital infrastructure needs, IBM proposed a hybrid cloud approach for all AIX workloads to introduce a CapEx and OpEx model for consumption of compute resources. From what it's understood, Indian Bank is using IBM Power SC for AIX endpoints to get support for compliance audits. Additionally, Indian Bank has seemingly deployed IBM Power VC for virtualization management, cloud deployments, workload image management and resource optimization for IBM AIX servers. Lastly, the share market. Let's see how the market performed today. Indian equity benchmarks NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex closed in the green on Monday. Nifty gained to open above the 19,500 mark at 19,525.05, while Sensex added over 100 points to commence the session at 65,525.91. All the broader market indices opened in the green, with Nifty 200, Nifty 500 and Nifty Mid-Cap 100 gaining around 0.5%. However, Nifty Small-Cap 100 outperformed, adding 1% in early trade. Sectorally, Bank Nifty remained firm above 44,500, while metal shares outperformed, the index surged 2%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.